New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is campaigning for re-election to a third two-year term to represent the sprawling 21st House District. During a visit to Plattsburgh Tuesday, Stefanik discussed several national issues. Several of the victims of the Schoharie limousine crash that killed 20 people have ties to the district. Stefanik says Congress should act to tighten regulations on the vehicles.
And I think we should do so on a bipartisan basis. I worked with Senator Schumer to make sure that the National Transportation Surface Board is able to get all information they need so we can ensure this tragedy never happens again. The fact that this we've had such an extraordinary loss of life is just unimaginable, being a part of the family with the four sisters. And obviously this community in my district has been touched because they grew up here or attended college here, and one of the couples lived in Watertown. So yes, Congress should act and take a good look at this. And there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. Why was a vehicle on the road that failed inspection? Why was the driver allowed to drive that vehicle that he didn't have the appropriate license for?
How much of this can the federal government and Congress actually make rules for when a lot of it is also state rules?
I think you have to work with the state, and I think Governor Cuomo is obviously paying very close attention to this, as are the local electeds. This is an area where we will come together and make sure that our standards are updated so that this tragedy never happens again.
The Kavanaugh confirmation, I know that's a Senate-led issue, but what do you make of the process, and do you think it will affect voter turnout this fall, whether it's independent, Republican, Democratic, etc.?
I think the process was broken. I think the process was broken from start to finish. I was deeply concerned that Senator Feinstein didn't turn over information to the bipartisan investigators as part of the initial investigation that the Senate Judiciary undertook. I was pleased that they had an additional FBI investigation after Dr. Ford's testimony. I think it's important that senators be given access to all of that information. And I respect the Senate's advice and consent. And while I'm not privy to that FBI investigation, I respect how the senators cast their vote. And I think we need to make reforms moving forward that require senators, if you have information that is integral to a Supreme Court justice nomination, you need to turn that over to the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it shouldn't be leaked in the press. I do think this will have an impact on voter turnout because as I was going door to door, actually right in Plattsburgh, as this was very much in the media, it really was amazing to me as I was opening the doors how many people were watching this incredibly closely and were very frustrated with the process and with the politicization.
We are talking on Tuesday, and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley has just announced her resignation, effective at the end of the year. What's your reaction? Do you know her at all?
I do know Ambassador Haley. Ambassador Haley, I've met many times. She was a very strong governor, and I think in terms of her policies at the UN, she was a strong advocate for American leadership, for countering Russia, but I'll be following the news reports as you will.
Is there anybody you would like to see replace her?
I haven't thought about that yet. I just read the news about it. But, you know, I'm hopeful that it's someone of her caliber, of Mike Pompeo's caliber, who has a deep understanding of the importance of the U.S. playing a leadership role in a diplomatic way. And I think Nikki Haley did a great job at the U.N.
Republican Elise Stefanik was first elected to the House in 2014. She is being challenged by Democrat Tedra Cobb and Green Party candidate Lynn Kahn in November. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.